Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the fifth week of Lent, and from Jamaica we hear from Father Clifton Harris, a pastor in Kingston, with a preaching called Everyone Needs a Moses.
A reading from the book of Numbers. The Israelites left Mount Or by the road to the Sea of Suf, to the skirt the land of Edom. On the way, the people lost patience. They spoke against God and against Moses. Why did you bring us out of Egypt to die in this wilderness? For there is neither bread nor water here. We are sick of this unsatisfying food. At this, God sent fiery serpents among the people. Their bite brought death to many in Israel. The people came and said to Moses, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Intercede for us with the Lord to save us from these serpents." Moses interceded for the people, and the Lord answered him, "Make a fiery serpent and put it on a standard. If anyone is bitten and look at it, he shall live." So Moses fashioned a bronze serpent, which he put on a standard. And if anyone was bitten by a serpent, he looked at the bronze serpent and lived. The word of the Lord. So many times in dealing with young people, I hear them saying, "Father, pray for me. The struggle rough. Things, nothing is happening in my life. Say a prayer for me." Last week, many of my parishioners, business people too, said to me after Trump's Liberation Day and tariffs, "Father, only God can help us. You need to pray for us. Nothing is happening. We need a change." So too, as I check in on my parishioners, how they are doing, we're in the fifth week of Lent. And for many people, it's just boring. People are getting tired of just eating fish on Friday, and they need something spicy in their life. They need something more. Very much a situation we hear in today's first reading, right? People are wandering in the wilderness. And reflecting on our life, we know that when going through barrenness, we need something else. And oftentimes it is then that we need a close friend, someone like a Moses. We all need a Moses when we are going through a period of barrenness, somebody who we can call to, somebody who we can vent our frustration. But most of all, it has to be someone who will give us a listening ear. It is in these moments that we need our Moses, someone to intercede for us. In these moments like this, we need someone on the bridge between me and my God. Someone who is there for you. So I ask you, who is your Moses? Who can you be a Moses for in these days, in these barren, trying days, in these days leading up to this most precious week, Holy Week? As one of my young people said, "Father, you always need someone to cry out to. Someone who you can vent to." So I want to encourage us to be a Moses for somebody, to be there for someone, to intercede on someone's behalf. Yes, next week, in a week's time, we celebrate Good Friday. And indeed, we will see our fiery serpent on a standard lifted high. His name is Jesus. He's the Savior of the world. It is Him that we take our trials, our sufferings, our cries to. And we know He's able to save. He's able to answer our prayers. Jesus, as we continue our Lenten journeys, friend, let us not be afraid to cry out to God. Let us seek out a Moses, someone who will journey with us, someone who will be there for us to hear our cry. Let us not be afraid to ask people to intercede on our behalf. Yes, and not only a priest, not only a pastor. You can also could intercede for others. Will you be a Moses for others? Most of all, let us be aware of that. You can be a Moses for others at this time. We all need to have a Moses, someone who will intercede for us, someone who will take our cries, our concern to God, as Moses did for the Israelites. Yes, Jesus is our intercessor. He is, but also, so too are you and I. Amen.